It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure to close loopholes for young medical marijuana users will likely get a final vote in the Colorado House today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would drastically reduce the amount of medical marijuana patients aged 18 to 20 could purchase each day. It would also set up a statewide tracking system to ensure buyers don't just go to multiple stores. It has broad bipartisan support in the legislature. However, efforts to introduce a more sweeping measure limiting the strength of marijuana concentrates never got off the ground. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state's largest school district, Denver Public Schools, has announced Dr. Alex Marrero as its new superintendent. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Marrero is currently the interim superintendent of the school district in New Rochelle, New York. He beat out two other finalists for the Denver job. DPS school board members said Marrero proved he can unify and listen to people of all backgrounds. He also speaks English and Spanish. Marrero says his first priority is leading students out of the pandemic. Other priorities include
engaging student voice and at the same time, a deep data analysis
to understand what's driving inequity gaps in the district. DPS's school board will take a final vote on his appointment next week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed to protect the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The proposal would list the grouse as endangered in parts of New Mexico and Texas and threatened in Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and northern Texas. The loss of native grasslands and prairies in the southern Great Plains has resulted in steep declines for the lesser prairie chicken and other birds. The service listed the lesser prairie chicken as threatened in 2014, but an oil and gas industry lawsuit led to a voluntary habitat conservation agreement that replaced the federal listing. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.